From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Police and firefighters are on the scene where a loud explosion injured at least 25 people in New York City. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio spoke with reporters about whether this was a terrorist attack.
There is no specific and credible threat against New York City at this point in time from any terror organization. So as we are analyzing what happened here, we are doing it against the backdrop where we have no credible and specific threat at this moment. But we do want to be very clear. The initial indications is this was an intentional act.
VOA's Isha Sarai was on the scene when the explosion occurred and reports on whether the blast occurred inside a building or on the street.
I've seen a few people on Twitter and a few witnesses here say they think it might have been in a trash can. Also seen a report saying they thought it was an IED. I think, you know, a possible reason some people have been saying trash can is because there was a pipe bomb that exploded in the trash can in Jersey earlier this morning. But again, I'm not quite close enough to see, but there doesn't look like there's any extensive damage to buildings, so it seems unlikely that it was inside.
Mayor de Blasio did not offer any details of the location of the explosion. Isha Sarai just referred to the blast in New Jersey. It occurred just before a charity 5K race to benefit Marines and sailors. That race called off. U.S. military says it stopped an air raid against Islamic State fighters when Russia warned Syrian government forces were being hit. Several died. Russia called on the U.N. Security Council to hold an emergency session to talk about it, the U.S. expressing regret for the deaths in Syria. This is VOA News. Police are saying suspected rebels in Indian-controlled Kashmir early today attacked a major army camp close to the highly militarized line of control that divides the disputed Himalayan region between India and Pakistan. Officials who spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak to the media did not immediately specify any casualties. New Delhi Television reported some buildings in the camp were on fire and explosions could be heard. Kashmir has seen its largest anti-India protest in recent years. Since the killing July 8th of a popular rebel commander by Indian troops, a sweeping military crackdown and near constant curfew have followed all of that. In U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton says that this year's election is not about who will be president, but the kind of country the United States will be in the next 4 years. Speaking at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation dinner in Washington, Clinton said that the choice between her and Republican Party candidate Donald Trump could not be clearer.
We need ideas, not insults. Real plans to help struggling Americans in communities that have been left out and left behind, not prejudice and paranoia. We can't let Barack Obama's legacy fall into the hands of someone who doesn't understand that.
President Obama urged the gathering to make sure they voted and encouraged others to vote so the country will continue the work that he started.
Realize everything we stand for is at stake. All the progress we've made is at stake in this election. My name may not be on the ballot, but our progress is on the ballot.
Earlier, Trump told the Remembrance Project, a group that advocates for families whose relatives were killed by immigrants living in the U.S. illegally, that an open border policy has only led to tragedy.
Hundreds of individuals who have been given visas and refugee, and think of this, they've been given visas, their refugee admissions into the country subsequently were charged with terrorism, and nobody does anything about it. Nobody does anything about it.
Recent polls have shown that Clinton has a narrow lead over Trump with just 52 days until the election. And Pope Francis has encouraged European countries to welcome refugees who are fleeing violence in order to reduce terror and foster a greater sense of humanity and hospitality, speaking at Rome to an alumni of Jesuit schools in Europe. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.